connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, we are live here on the floor at Denver Comic Con 2016 with Kai, who you've been with us like 4 or 5 times now. How many have we interviewed you every year?
I think so. It's been a good couple of years. I sit down with you guys every year and check in, and every year is different. I went pro in 2013, so I think that's when we started. So this would be 3 years.
Oh, possibly. Yeah. Very cool. All right, so why don't you tell everybody who you're dressed as today, who you're dressed as this weekend, and how things are going.
Awesome. Okay, so who I am today, I'm dressed as Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service, which is a Studio Ghibli film. Totally awesome. If you've never seen it, give it a shot. And tomorrow, I'm doing a pin-up Captain America.
Ooh, so that's cool. Hey, Zach! Oh, my God! Hi, how you doing? Sorry, Zach just totally bombed the show. We have to come talk.
Right this second?
No, I'm literally in the middle of another interview.
Because I don't have a dick joke at...
You need to take your time to prepare some dick jokes.
I want this highbrow dick joke.
Only at Denver Comic Con can you literally be talking to a cosplayer and the amazing Zach Howard just walks up and is like, hey, who wants to talk about my dick jokes?
Yep.
Wow, I'm sorry. Anyway, Kai, so you're Kiki today. Who are you the rest of the week on? I'm sorry.
I'm going to be pin-up Captain America tomorrow.
That sounds amazing.
Yep. And cool. Then on Sunday, I am actually going to the Colorado Renaissance Festival for a friend's birthday party in handmade garb.
I was going to make fun of you, and then you said it was a birthday party. I was like, son of a bitch. All right, fine.
Yep, it's my friend's birthday party, and I have conventions booked every other weekend this summer, so I won't be able to go unless I go on Sunday.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to conventions every weekend this summer.
Yep. Wow. I am very busy this summer. I got sponsored by Epic Cosplay Wigs, which is super awesome. But they've got me traveling and working at a couple of conventions over the next couple of months. And then I am a guest at a couple of conventions. Next weekend, I'm going to be in South Dakota for Sodak Con. And I'm a guest with them and a judge at their competition. So
cool. So now that you're like, I don't know how this works. So you're sponsored by Epic, right?
Yes.
And how does that work? Like, are they a network of cosplayers all over the place, or are they a marketing firm?
Epic is actually a wig company. They sell wigs.
Oh, cool.
And they sell high-quality, heat-resistant, tangle-resistant wigs. They're you can put them in the oven because they're heat-resistant to 350 degrees. Like, sometimes when I want to curl a wig, I put it in rollers and then bake it at 250 for 10 minutes, like a cake. It's freaking weird. I love it, though.
I just sidestepped into a commercial for Epic Wigs, didn't I? That's what just happened. That's how this works. I get you on the show, and then you start selling your wig. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I do love Epic.
That's supposed to work. That's awesome.
They're really comfortable wigs, and they're, like, super soft. And
yeah.
I have not gone back since I started using their wigs.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you wearing the same costumes at every convention, or are there new things you're working on?
There are all kinds of new stuff that I'm working on. I actually have an app on my phone called Cosplanner, which I'm sure you've heard of.
I haven't.
You haven't? Cosplanner is a free app that's available for cosplayers, and it lets you break down costumes into what you need to buy and what you need to make.
Wow.
And then you go through and you can record how much you spent and how much time it took, and you get a summary at the end. And it lets you know, how close you are to finishing things. So, like, I'm 99% done with a Pokemon trainer Sailor Mercury because I just have to put some Velcro on my tie.
So then, like, when you've finished building your sort of recipe for that costume in the app,
yeah.
Is that a thing where then you can, like, share it with other people and they can see, oh, hey, this is how they did it. This is how I want to do it.
Yeah, I use it mostly as an organizer. You can store pictures that you've taken in the costume, and you can store progress shots and stuff like that. So I use it for competitions to be like, here's my progress.
Cool.
And I use it to show people, you know, here's some shoots that I've been at, and this is what the costume looks like done, and this is my group and all of that. And then I share them to Facebook all the time. I'll just screen cap and post them. And
So what's the one that you're working on right now that you're most excited about that nobody's seen yet, that you're like, oh, if I can get X done, I'll be the best.
I am working on a Princess Maruru Lintz Reed Arles from the Atelier
Games. God bless you. Wait, what? Who is this?
Princess Maruru Lintz Reed Arles. She's the main character of Atelier Maruru.
Okay.
And it's a Japanese video game. There's a whole series of them. There's Atelier Rurouna and Maruru and a whole bunch of others. And she's this cute little princess with a little short skirt and big purple bloomers sticking out of it and a little crown, and her hair's pink, and she's just super adorable. And there's a lot of detail work on this one.
Right.
And I don't really get the opportunity to do a lot of detail work outside of my competition pieces.
Sure.
So I'm super excited to be able to just put in the work something for fun.
That's cool. You make me feel so ignorant, but that's so really, I mean, that's really neat.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you wearing a wig right now?
I am wearing a wig
right now. I can't tell. I really can't tell. Like, it, even through the whole conversation about wigs, I didn't even cross my mind, and then I was like, oh, shit.
My hair's blue right now, actually. Like,
really?
Underneath the wig.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic. Man, awesome.
It's like the same blue as this dress. It's like a dark navy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
It's pretty fun.
Is there one that you've, is there a costume you have finished that you haven't had a chance to show off yet?
No, I'm pretty sure I put all of them on as soon as I got them done.
That's fair.
I've got, like, the fabric for 7 more at home, and I literally just sew all day. So when I finish it, it goes to con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do all of the work yourself, or are you working in a network where you're sharing stuff with other people? No?
I do a lot of the work myself. I do commissions on occasion.
Okay.
My roommate sometimes helps out with hand sewing when I'm like,
sure. Well, yeah.
You know, it's here, sew a straight line. And he's like, oh, okay. But that's few and far between. I spend 11 hours a day sewing, and
wow.
I love it.
Man, that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Kai, where can people find you online? You know, is there any way they can support you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can find me online at Facebook at Kai, K-A-A-I, in cosplay. And I do give away epic cosplay wigs as giveaways, so...
Awesome.
That's awesome. You can also find me on Instagram at Kai, K-A-A-I, _in_cosplay.
Cool.
And that's about it, actually. I mean, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr and...
You're all over
Facebook,
the place.
But it's always Kai in cosplay, so...
Yep. Awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Is there anything else here at the show that you're really excited to see this year?
I'm mostly excited to go and meet all of the exciting guests this weekend. Ooh. I'm like, tomorrow I'm going to be in lines all day. It's going to be great.
Who all are you excited to see?
Oh, that's not fair. All of them. No, I'm a huge industry nerd. Mm-hmm. So I'm mostly excited to go and see the industry people.
Yeah.
That's so specific.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by. You'll be around for the next couple of days, but for sure we will get a chance to talk to you in about 356 more days.
Oh, good.
They won't take that long, though. They won't feel like it.
Perfect.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Kai.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye.
Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.